Alden, proud moment, captain of your club, left another championship. How does it feel?
It's unbelievable, Brendan. Words can't really describe it. Just to lead them boys out today and just to get over the line, it's unreal. So very happy with the performance today and very happy with the win.
It was such a composed, mature performance. You know, from the start, you attacked Gidor all over the pitch, pinned him back, and really showed the different styles of Niamh Connell. You know, your blank defence is obviously your counter-attack's brilliant, but when you want to, you can squeeze up in teams.
That's it, Brendan. Probably this year we haven't really got a full 60 minutes performance, and today we're probably known for slow starts in the first couple of games this year, so we just said, let's go at them, Peg, let us get the head start and see how it goes. And to be fair, the boys did that. We chipped in some unreal points and we got over the line there today and really went in half-time, 7 points lead, so it was looking good for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't around when I was playing, because you are the man. If somebody's got a key player, you're the man to take them out. A vital part of this Niamh Connell team.
Well, you know, I'd just be giving them jobs and just try to do my best. Obviously, I missed all of last year for cruciate injury, so you just wanted to get back this year and go full tilt at it, because you miss it when you are it, you know.
Yeah, and popping up with the scoreboard as well.
That really puts
the other guy in the back foot.
Definitely. Well, probably could have been a goal, but I don't usually kick scores, so I think the fastest point was the safest option at that stage.
Yeah, and we keep talking about this, the seven finals. Niamh Connell keep coming back. Listen, there's no reason for hunger to even be an issue. Every game, the team looks fresh. You beat the other best three teams in Donegal on the way to it, so it's a title that's richly deserved, and I felt it in every one of them games. Alton, you controlled the match.
Yeah, I suppose that's a fair enough point. You know, we really did. Once we get in the control, we kind of do kind of see out games, and obviously the lead today was massive. You know, 7-8 points up was kind of made that bit easier. You could control it a bit better. We hadn't to rush the attacks as much, and we could sit around the pivot area and move the ball fast. So,
and the fact now, I suppose, that you've disposed of Donegal team so handy, is there a bigger picture there? Gouna, as we're hearing, they're back-to-back champions as well. You have to go away from home. But because of that system you play on, it's going to take a very good team to beat you.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see now. I don't know much about these Cavan champions, but we'd probably like to do ourselves a bit of justice, because I think last year we were very disappointed losing the Carrigan game, you know, so maybe probably trying to go a bit further now, and Ulster might be a target.
Yeah, and of course, a big night ahead. This will be... It'll be all guns blazing.
Definitely. We'll enjoy tonight and hopefully have the week off training and get down to business then.
Martin, give you a week off, I doubt. You might get Tuesday night,
Maybe Tuesday and maybe the weekend, but we'll need it.